Airship Radio 247. The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Well, we're doing very well in 1 Peter and the fourth chapter. We're going through this day by day by day by day, each verse. And yesterday on the program, we looked at the end times because Peter says the end of the world is coming soon. Therefore, be earnest and disciplined in your prayers. That was in verse 7. Today, in verse 8, we see this. Most important of all, continue to show deep love for each other, for love covers a multitude of sins. Most important of all, continue to show deep love for each other, for love covers a multitude of sins. Beloved, this is an important word today because we're dealing with the word love. Now, in the Greek, there are three different words for the word love. Philio, eros, and agape. Philio is brotherly love. Eros is a love between a man and his wife. And agape is the love I believe that God has for us, and that is unconditional love. So it's difficult when you look at a scripture like this. You really need to go back to the Greek, and I haven't done that on this particular verse. But it's helpful if you go back to the Greek to look at what that word love means. Is it agape love? Is it filio? But I think I know what Peter is getting at here. He's saying that Jesus had said this, love one another as I have loved you. He goes on to say, love your neighbor as yourself. Jesus is talking about this love at all times. That this is what we are supposed to do. Love one another, Jesus says, as I have loved you. That tells me that Jesus' love for us is agape. That's what's the word I'm looking for? There's no way that we can deny that, if you will. Jesus is saying, love one another as I have loved you. Therefore, I believe that must be agape, in my opinion. And if it is agape, that means there is no condition to your love. So it's not simply loving another person, but you are loving them for all of their faults, for all of the things that they do wrong. Because Peter goes on to say that love covers a multitude of sins. In other words, if you've sinned against that person, that love covers it. It sorts it out. It gets rid of it because you love that person and your love for them is unconditional. And therefore, if they've sinned against you, that should make no difference. Some time ago, I played an interview that I recorded at the Christian Resources Exhibition in Manchester. And I recorded this because it was so powerful. And it was about a couple whose son had been murdered. And immediately, Ron, the father, forgave these killers for killing his son. They hadn't even found them, yet he'd already forgiven them. It took his wife at least a year to be able to forgive them. But for Ron, it was quite amazing because he had a love for them. He had an unconditional agape love for these boys that had killed his own son because he was able to forgive them in that way. Beloved, we are called to love one another. How deeply do you love those in your proximity, those in your community? Would you say your love for them was unconditional? Would you say that you would do absolutely anything for them because you love them? When I think of my children, I like to think that I love them unconditionally, although at times they drive me nuts. But I like to think that I have an unconditional love for my children. Jesus has an unconditional love for you. That goes without saying. That is a fact of life. And Peter is now saying, most important of all. So he's stressing in all the advice he's just given us in chapter 4, he's saying, all of that advice I've given you, the most important fact is this. Now, if you've got a Bible, I want you to underline the word most important of all. And I'm just trying to find the King James Version right now to see what that says in verse 8. It says, and above all things, have fervent charity, have fervent love among yourselves, for love covers, shall cover the multitude of sins. Now listen, if you're looking at the King James Version, and above all things, I want you to underline that. And if you're looking at any other version, I want you to underline what it says there. Because it says, most important of all, continue to show deep love for each other, for love covers a multitude of sins. This is really, really important. And this is such an important word for today, I believe. Certainly because now and again, I feel more strongly than ever that we are coming toward the end times very quickly. And I don't think we've got much time left. And therefore, those in our proximity, those in our community, those that we have association with, those other people that are born again, we need to love each other as Christ has loved us. And as I pointed out, I believe that is unconditional. I would have said only a few days ago, it's impossible for us to love unconditionally. Yet looking at this particular verse and thinking about what Jesus said, love one another as I have loved you. Jesus loved us unconditionally, and therefore he's passing that command on to us and saying, we must love in the same way. We have no choice. Paul tells us that we are supposed to, husbands are supposed to love their wives as Christ loves the church. Again, I believe that's unconditional. Unconditional. And therefore, that begs the question, how conditional is the love that we have for our brothers and sisters, beloved? Let me ask you that question. And when I'm playing the next song, what I want you to do is I want you to think about that. And I also want you to pray. I want you to ask the Lord, how conditional is your love for other people? Just say, Lord, is my love for my friends and my family conditional or is it unconditional? And let the Lord tell you. Because if it's conditional, then you need to ask him to make that a priority in your life, that it would become unconditional. No conditions attached at all. None. You know, I know this. If I were to say to Almighty God, I hate you, I want nothing to do with you anymore, then I know what my Lord Jesus would say. He would say, well, I love you, and I will continue to love you. I told you that story about David Wilkerson, who approached Nicky Cruz when he was a gang leader in New York. And he said, I love you. And Nicky Cruz said, if you come anywhere near me, I will cut you into 1,000 pieces. And David Wilkerson replied immediately. And every single one of those pieces would cry out, I love you. That's unconditional love, beloved. Father God, I pray in Jesus' name that if our love is condition, if there is any condition to our love, Father, that you change that by your Holy Spirit into unconditional love. I pray in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen and amen.